So anybody remember what happened last Thursday? What's that?
Gas.
No gas. There was a gas crisis in Dallas, Texas. Y'all, we produce gas. We have oil here in Texas. How does that happen? We had a straight up gas crisis in Dallas, Texas, ran out of gas. Do you know how crazy that is? Did anybody here stand or not stand? Did anybody sit in one of those gas lines? Yeah, whole lot of hands. My wife called me. It was Thursday. I was sitting in a meeting and all of a sudden my phone starts blowing up and Laura's texting me and she's like, hey, did you know there's no gas? I'm like, what is she talking about? She's like, there's a gas crisis. People aren't, they're lining up. Everywhere's running out of gas. Did you know this? How much? And so I'm like, hey, sweetheart, how much gas is in your tank? And she's like, I'll go check. Three quarters of the tank. I'm like, we're fine. I've got three quarters. You got three quarters. We're fine. Don't go stand in those lines. You're like, you're sure? I'm like, I'm sure. I'm positive. We do not need to go get in one of those lines. She's like, how can you be so sure? I'm like, because we're in America and everybody wants to make a buck. So we're going to run out of gas and they'll truck it in from Oklahoma. I don't know. They'll truck it in from somewhere. The gas prices are going to go up. We're going to be fine. Baby, we're going to be fine. She's like, how can you be sure? I'm like, because you have enough gas for today. You've got enough for today. What do you have to do today? You got to run this errand, take the kids this and there. You're going to have enough. You got three quarters of a tank. Push the little range thing on your thing. You can go 300 miles. You're good. What about tomorrow? You got enough for tomorrow too. Don't worry about it. Sure enough, it was. Now, why did we run out of gas? We ran out of gas because of panic and fear. And what a lot of people are saying is because of selfishness. Because people who didn't need gas went and got gas. Like us, they had three quarters of a tank, or I don't know how much, but they freaked out because they thought, well, I don't know when we're gonna get it next, so I gotta go get it now. And all the people who actually didn't need gas went and got gas, so the people who actually needed gas didn't get gas, and it became like panic, chaos in Dallas, and we ran out of gas. We straight ran out of gas because of panic, fear, and selfishness. Now, if everybody would have just thought, you know what? Do I have enough gas for today? Everything's fine. Everything's cool. No problem. But because we didn't think we had enough just for today, we had a big problem. And I think the same thing. So many of our problems would go away if we just thought about today. If we weren't worried about tomorrow or next week or next month. But if we were just saying, you know what? Is there enough for today? If we just focused on the day at hand, everything would be fine. Not my words, Jesus's. So you can take his word for it. Now, I know this, and I actually believe it too, that if I just worried about today, everything would be fine. And yet I often don't practice it. As recently as 3 hours ago, when my wife and I got in a fight about a hypothetical situation that may or may not happen in the future. No, it's funny. You can laugh at that. It wasn't funny 3 hours ago. But it's very funny now. We've texted, we've called, we made amends, everything's good. We've sought her forgiveness, vice versa, we're great. But literally, we just got in a fight, like Laura crying, me being mean to her, her feeling not heard, because of something that may or may not happen in the future, like 1 month, 1 year from now, this hypothetical thing. But if we were just thinking about today, everything would have been fine. But because we got all worked up about this future possibility, we get in this fight. This woman that I love and care for dearly. And I think that our struggles are the same way. Our struggles that we face that brought us in the door to regeneration, they're the same way. If we would just focus on today, what God has for us today, our struggles would go away. They would not be an issue. And I don't mean for that to make light of what you're dealing with, or what you're going through, like really, if I just focused on today, it would go away. Because I've been dealing this since I was 12 years old, or for the last 20 years, or the last 3 decades, or whatever it may be. Like I've tried for the struggle to go away. I've asked God to take the struggle away. It's not going anywhere. That's why I'm in regeneration. And now you're just telling me, if I just focused on today, it would all go away. Thanks, that's helpful. People should walk out probably. Except for the fact that you know I'm gonna speak some truth to you and I'm gonna tell you about what Jesus says, what the Word of God says. Because I think that you're like me, we have these struggles, and God has some promises And so what we're going to talk about today is daily victory, how we can have daily victory, specifically how to be addiction or struggle free in 24 hours. It is a straight promise that you can be addiction free in 24 hours, period. And it is a promise from Almighty God, and so you can take it to the bank. It's not me up here giving you some prosperity gospel crap or some self-help message. This is the Word of God who says that we can be addiction and struggle free today. It sounds impossible. Apart from God, it is. But God says with Him, all things are possible. So let's take a look at it. Here's what we're going to be talking about tonight in brief. And then we've got an awesome testimony that Natalie's going to share, and she's going to talk you through how the Lord has helped her in a very similar way. We're going to talk about this. Commit daily, walk daily, and talk daily. Three things. Commit daily, walk daily, and talk daily. It's as simple as that. Let me unpack it for you. When I was, I'd been an alcoholic for 12 years, 18 to 30, alcoholic. And, you know, a lot of times people are like, oh, it's hard for me to believe about you. I don't know, whatever, because I've got some distance from it. Let me tell you what that looked like. I would get a handle of scotch on a Friday night, and by Sunday, it wouldn't be enough to get me drunk, and I'd be down on a bottle or two of wine. I would drink a fifth of scotch in one evening. And I'm not saying that as some kind of brag. That's stupid. But that's how destroyed my liver was and how far into this addiction I was. If that wasn't enough, I'd take painkillers along with it just to mess me up. I would drink scotch out of a coffee mug in the morning to keep the buzz going. I was a wreck. And so when I walked into an AA meeting for the very first time after a family intervention, I needed help in a big way. Life was unraveling, 30 years old, like I had ruined my life, self-destructed. And I walk into that AA meeting and they say in the meeting, would anyone here like to commit to being sober for the next 24 hours? And like, I'd never been to a recovery meeting. Like some of you, there's probably 50 people in here who've never been to a recovery meeting. But I was like, look, what good is that gonna sober for 24 hours? But my heart was pounding through my chest. And it was complicated by the fact that all of these people that went to the same group turned and looked at me. Like, there's enough people here, nobody knows if you're new or not. You're safe. There, like, there were 30 people in the room, and they straight up all turned and looked at me like, well, how about you? And I'm like, horrible, like, heart pounding through my chest. I walk up to the front, and the guy says, so do you want to quit drinking? And that was like a new question. I was like, well, honestly, no, but I know if I don't, my life's going to blow up. I'm sitting on a time bomb. And he's like, ah, well, don't get lost in the semantics. Just, would you commit to staying sober for the 24 hours? I'm like, that was the original question. Don't bring me up here and embarrass me. So I said, yeah, I'll commit to staying sober for the next 24 hours. And they gave me the only thing I keep on my key ring, this little sober 24-hour chip. Some of you have probably seen them if you've been to AA, NA, SA, GA, whatever. A lot of A's. But I've got this sober 24-hour chip. This is from 11 and a half years ago that I keep on my key ring. Only thing I keep on there. And I commit to sober 24 hours. And this guy walks up to me that I thought smelled like alcohol. I thought he was drunk still. He's like, well, hey, if you're gonna go through this problem, you're gonna need somebody to go through it with. I'm like, great, Big Lebowski's gonna walk me through the program. Literally, like that's how he looked and smelled. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Well, what I didn't know is that that guy had like 20 years of sobriety. I just thought that. It was probably my own breath that I was smelling. And he's like, hey, will you commit to staying sober for the next 24 hours by God's strength? And no joke, I'm like, hey, Charlie, I don't mean to be rude. Bro, I need serious help. I don't need to be sober for a day. Like, my life's falling apart. I need to be sober for life. I need a year. I need something, but I don't need a day. So I don't know what this recovery program is, but I need something bigger and better. And he's like, okay, new guy. Let me ask you again. Will you stay sober by God's strength for the next 24 hours? I'm like, fine, Charlie, fine. This is stupid, but fine. I've tried everything else. And so I commit to him, and I text him the next day, and he's like, did you stay sober 24 hours? I'm like, yes, I stayed sober for 24 hours. He's like, by God's strength? I'm like, look, I don't know. I think so. I don't know. I prayed, and I asked for his help, maybe. He's like, you want to go for another 24? I'm like, Charlie, listen to me. I have been sober for a month at a time. When people said I had a drinking problem, that I was an alcoholic, I said, fine, I won't drink for the month of November. And I did it. So this little game you got of 24 hours, it's not gonna work. I need something bigger. And he's like, John, 24 hours, in or out? I'm like, in. So he's like, He's like, look, just pray every day. I'm like, okay, fine. And so this is literally what I do. Still do it every day. I get on my knees, face to the ground, before I start my day, and I say, God, today is yours. If I am Lord of my life, I will destroy it. Be Lord of my life today. And back then, now it's just like for my day in general, but back then I was like, God, keep me sober today. I'm gonna drink. I've drank for the last 12 years. I need your help. You've got to help me. I can't do this. And I continued this with Charlie for like, I don't know, probably 3 months. Because here's what happened, is I committed for 1 day, and then for 2 days, and 2 days became three, and three became seven, and seven became 2 weeks, and then 2 weeks became a month, and all of a sudden I look up and I've got 2 months, and I'd never had 2 months before, and then I look up and I've got three, and after three, I had enough clarity where I was like, I don't even want to drink anymore, that stuff was killing me, like I feel alive again. And sober 24 hours, staying sober for 24 hours, one day at a time, not by my strength, but by God's strength, is what God used to bring me into a place of freedom, distance from that struggle and that addiction. And it's not just something that AA cooked up or that we prescribed to you. It's the second lesson of groundwork. You walk into Regen, frankly, I'd make it the first, except the first is more important than the second. The first is God loves you. God loves you. He created you. You are his. He loves you, and he wants to set you free from those things that we once thought we loved that began to own us. He loves you. And then the second lesson is sober 24 hours, because it's one of the most powerful things that God used in my life to draw me to him daily so that I could be set free from my addiction to sin. And so it's commit daily. Sober 24 hours by God's strength, not by your own, but by God's strength, Almighty God. And Jesus, we say this a lot as we recite the Lord's Prayer here. When we recite the Lord's Prayer, we say, give us this day our daily bread. We don't say monthly bread. We don't say annual bread. We say daily bread. You know why? You know why Jesus told us to ask for daily bread? Because if he gave us bread for life or bread for the year or bread for the month, he knows he wouldn't see us again. For a month, like, man, there goes John. I thought I was helping him, and I'm not going to see him again for a month or a year, maybe for life. He knows us. Like, we're prone to wander, as the song says. So he's like, here's bread for the day, John. I'll see you tomorrow. Stay close to me. You got to stay close to me. So, because if you start to wonder, if I give you a month's bread, you're going to get hurt. So he gives us daily bread that we would keep coming back to him every day. Here's sustenance for the day. Here it is, bread for the day, daily bread, daily bread. See you tomorrow. See you the next day. See you the day after that. Daily bread. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 and 34, where they're worrying about what do we drink, what do we wear, what do we eat? He's like, hey, listen to me. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. He knows like what we're wrestling with and struggling with. And he's like, look, seek my kingdom and my righteousness. Just seek after me. Don't worry about everything else. Just seek after me, and I will take care of the rest. But what about tomorrow, this addiction, this struggle, and all my troubles and pain and worries and fear and hurts? Look, just look at me. Just us. Tomorrow, seek me. Don't worry about tomorrow. That's what he says. That's commit daily. Commit daily. But see, the thing is, if you just focus on not doing that struggle, that's not helpful. You got to focus on him. And so we also have walk daily. Commit daily, and then you walk daily. I took my kids today in a situation that normally CPS would have been called in. They could have drowned in a creek, broken their legs, been dehydrated, getting bit by a snake. I mean, it could have been a train wreck situation if I would have parked the car and sent my 3.5-year-old boy and 2-year-old daughter and be like, all right, Hill and Penny, have fun. I'll pick you up in 2 hours. Like, I took them out on this hike, and it could have been a train wreck, except for the fact that I was there with them all along the way. I'm like holding their hand, lifting them over the creek, got them on a rope swing, pushed them. He got a little scared. He's like, down, down, down. So I get him down, Penny, you know, just wandering around, like, don't touch any leaves. There's poison ivy. So they won't even touch like an oak branch. They're like terrified of every leaf now. I kind of swung a little too wide. They're like walking through the trail like this. Because I'm like, don't touch leaves. Because I know I can't say like, look, there are 3 leaves and they kind of look like this. Like they're too small. So I'm like, no leaves. If you touch leaves, my 3.5 boy will say, you'll get blisters. I'm like, that's right. You'll get blisters. They're horrible. They're safe. They went home to their mama and they're like, we had the best time. We went on a hike. We went on a creek. We swung on this thing. Things that would have been incredibly dangerous. The only difference was they walked with me. That's the only difference. They walked into a very dangerous situation and it could have been really awful or really amazing, and it all hinged upon if they walked with me. That's us every day. Every day. We're walking into this world and it will be really awful or really amazing depending on if we walk with God, and that will change everything. Not my words, God's. Galatians 5:16, it says, so why say, walk by the Spirit. Walk with the Holy Spirit of God who dwells in you if you are in Christ. If you trusted in him for the forgiveness of sins, that he died for your sins and rose from the dead, you walk with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, all day, every day. The Greek has a lot more language than English does. That Greek is a present tense continuous, meaning walk all day, every day, by the hour, walk with the Spirit. And that's just the command to us. And then here's God's part of the deal. His promise is, you do that, I'll do this. You won't do the things you don't want to do. You walk by the Spirit, you won't go down that trail that's going to lead you into pain. You won't do that addiction. You won't do that sin struggle. You won't look at porn. You won't have that eating disorder. You won't do alcohol, weed, K2, pills, whatever it is. You won't do it. The hate, rage, self-righteousness, envy, jealousy. You won't do it. You just walk with me. You won't do it. It will either be really awful or really amazing depending upon if you walk with the Spirit. Another promise from God. The last one is talk daily. So we got commit daily, walk daily. The third one is talk daily. Some of you wonder what the answer is to your struggle. We've talked about, you know, one day at a time. We've talked about walking with God. The other answer is literally sitting right beside you. The answer to your addiction and struggle is sitting right beside you. Now, some of you are like, no, you don't know I'm sitting beside. Don't laugh. It'll be awkward. God tells us in his word, in Hebrews 3:13, it says, so I say, encourage one another daily, as long as it's called today, so that none of you would be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. He says for us that the antidote to becoming hardened by sin, which sin will harden our spirit, and just sin makes you stupid, you'll keep doing it, spiral down. That's how we all got in here, let's be honest. Is that you encourage one another. So we're going to stay sober one day at a time by seeking first the kingdom. We're going to walk with the Spirit. And then the other thing we're going to do is we're going to talk to each other daily. We're going to encourage each other daily so we won't be deceived by sin. And it's not just enough to do it on Monday or on Sunday or at the porch on Tuesday or re-engage on Wednesday. Literally, we got to encourage one another daily. It's why we have recovery partners in here in Regeneration, so that every day we can be talking to each other and encouraging one another, like, man, don't go back there. That is a baited hook. You know every time that leads to death. When you call that guy, he's no good for you. Don't call him back. Come out with us. No, do not go out to the bars. Are you kidding me? Do you remember last weekend? God's got something better for you. He's got peace that is lasting instead of poisonous. It's those daily encouragements that we can give each other scripture and pray for each other and remind each other, man, that sin and Satan wants death for you. God wants something better. So we talk daily. We commit daily and we walk daily. You remember the gas crisis? Saturday, I get a text from my community group. One of the girls, one of the wives in our community group is like, y'all, at a gas station, I literally just saw a guy pull a gun on someone. And within a couple hours later, I'm in a gas station, there's no lines. And are you seeing that now? Like, we all just gasp. Has anybody got gas in the last couple days? Was it hard? No. Because when people's tanks are filled up, they're not crazy anymore. When people's tanks are full, they don't do crazy things. When our tanks are full, we don't do crazy things. When my tank's full, I won't be a jerk to Laura. When my tank's full, I won't be deceived to do something I shouldn't do. And neither will you. So we gotta keep our tank full by the Spirit of the Lord, and we won't do crazy things. So we're gonna commit daily, we're gonna walk daily, and we're gonna talk daily. And one day at a time, within 24 hours, Jesus is going to set us free from all our addictions and struggles. Welcome to regeneration. That's what he does.